What's going on, wrestling fans? Welcome into another edition of Near Falls with D-Hall, a wrestling podcast. Today, it is my favorite episode of the year. My favorite project, the Whipio preseason preview. So pumped up to release this to you guys. Just right off the bat, we're doing it a little bit different than we did last year. Last year, I had them all together on one. It was like 3 hours long. It was a lot. This year, I'm changing it up. Each single team is going to have their own little video, their own little episode of the pod. So you won't have to sift through all the other stuff. Super excited for that. We talked to all these different coaches, man. I had 30 guys come on from across AA and AAA, which shattered my goals for this year, which is awesome. So yeah, man, just super excited to release this to you guys. It was a lot of fun. These coaches were open and honest. They had great insight, and for me, man, just to sit down and listen to these guys talk about Whipio wrestling, there's not much better in my world. So without further ado, here is the Whipio preseason preview. Thank you guys, love Jens, as always, brought to you by Switch Custom Apparel.
Welcome to the Near Falls Whipio Show, where D-Hall and Kaz are gonna tell you all the things you wanna know. Whether it's Trinity or Spencer Lee or Mr. Kurt Angle, just ask Vinny D, Whipio, Ken and Mac for sure. They got the interviews to serve your soul.
Okay, joining me now on the call, we have newly interim head coach of the Penn Trafford Warriors. I'm sorry, I don't know your first name. I should ask that.
Larry.
Larry, I knew that. Come on, D-Hall. Coach Larry Homan, how are you, sir?
I'm great. How you doing, Donnie?
Doing really good indeed. So pumped up to have you on and talk to you. I've heard a lot of stories. I'm really embarrassed I didn't know your first name. But man, Trav tells me a lot of good things.
I get told a lot of things, and my first name usually doesn't fall in there, so it's all good.
So, first things first, my friend, I see an NC State shirt on you. How's the alumni look for you guys?
let's see. So, right now, I think we're down to like we had a good run there for a while with like Chisco's and Coy's, and now we're down to Dom Hartman is a freshman at Teal, up wrestling with one of my old teammates, Thurber, T-Dog. Loves it, doing great, perfect fit.
Nice.
And then, Troy down at NC State. So right awesome. Now, I think we're down to – we're at two right now.
Cool. Well, hopefully we get more in there as the years go on.
Hayden just signed with Bloomsburg, so there's one.
There you go.
There and – So yeah, I mean we'll keep them going.
Yeah, no doubt. Off-season program, how's it look for you guys this year?
well, let's see. I'd say the summer was a little hectic. We usually have a little bit more consistency than with kind of his schedule and you know it wasn't as consistent as usual. But the fall was awesome. 4 days a week. We had a good turnout. Now, you know, the fall is obviously we have guys that play football. We have guys on the soccer team. We have guys on the golf team. We have guys on fall baseball.
Golf team, let's go. Yeah. Sorry.
That was my little Barrett, Dylan Barrett.
He's a golfer.
Yeah.
Squirrel, as Jeff calls him. Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Squirrel's after my own heart. I'm newfound love for Squirrel. I love that, man. Golfer, yeah, that's awesome.
I guess he's pretty good.
Ooh, let's go.
Now, I mean, obviously, like, he can still train. It's golf. So,
yeah, you know, I play golf in high school. I know how it is.
he's still trained, obviously.
We
have guys, you know, doing other things, but and then obviously the guys like him, Hayden, other guys that were training hard, doing some of the fall, different fall, you know, tournaments and Super 32s and Olympic duels and, you know, so, the fall was really good. It was good. A lot of strength conditioning, kind of follow the UPJ model, you know, we had about a 6 week, strength and conditioning, you know, we had a one day was long to like a long run. One day was time miles. You know, one day was maybe like track workouts or bleacher workouts or, you know, and then obviously throwing a lot of strength into that and functional work. And we actually got in the, and this is something I did before when I was coaching. We were in the pool once a week.
Oh, okay.
We did that for about eight weeks of, you know, one day getting a good pool workout. And I like to do that during the year too. So we're gonna do that all year.
Hmm.
In the pool like once a week.
I like that.
Well, I mean, the idea there is a couple fold actually. One, you know, I mean, the obvious, it actually keeps them clean. You know what I mean? Clean. So that helps.
Two, so
true. You know, getting in there, and it's still like pool workouts are brutal.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Yes.
Yeah. Muscles are not like, you know, it's like rock. Like there's like they can't swim. So it's a hard workout. And the idea too is also, you know, taking that pounding off of them. And what I found when we did it consistently is at the end of the year, all those muscles that they've worked so hard and they need something to kind of compensate. Well, all that work in the pool, all those little muscles and things that you can't hit become very important then because they're kind of helping compensate, you know, for those muscles in your neck and your shoulders and your back that are just beat up. Right. Mm. So you feel a lot, you know, your recovery is a lot quicker. You feel a lot better at the end of the year because you've done that.
Yeah. No, I love that, man. I think that's an interesting training method. Moving on into the squad this year, who are some of the leaders you're going to be, you know, leaning on to help, you know, lead the squad?
Yeah. I mean, I think obviously the obvious and Hayden Coizar, senior, you know, leader. You know, I think, you know, I know they're the state qualifiers from last year, but they are that they're state qualifiers for a reason because, you know, they're doing all the right things, but Hayden, Squirrel and Tasso, you know,
yep,
all different. They're all, cause they all have different.
Tasso's a stud. I love watching Tasso wrestle.
Yeah. Well, you're like, I mean, he literally steps in the room. He stepped in the room Friday, you know,
after, right. He's a football after, stud, right?
Yeah. I mean, he broke the school record for the, against Hemphill. He broke the school record for yards. He had 300 and whatever the record. Yeah. But he comes in and you would think he was in a room for 3 months. He comes in, he's like, I'm here, coach, let's go. He puts the shoes on and he is, I mean, right into the mix, right in like leading in the runs. Like he just comes in and gets right to it. You know what I mean? Hayden, quiet leader, doing the right things. You know, Squirrel, the same thing. He's young, but the guys respond to how hard he works.
Hmm.
Tasso's kind of the voice, like he's the outspoken, like, this is what we're going to do. Let's go. Like he's, you know, he gets the motors running. You know what I mean?
I love that. I love that.
Yeah. But he's you know, one of those, he's an athlete. Like,
yep.
I mean, he leaves here. He's going to put a glove on. He's going to go play baseball. Football. We're not going to see him again until November 19th when the season starts. When he comes in, he's all in. Like, all right, coach.
Reminds me of Aaron McKinney whenever I was in high school. He stepped right off the football field right onto the wrestling mat at Powerade and almost placed. I was like, this dude's a dog.
Yeah. Yeah, they just have that gift, right?
You know what I mean? No doubt about it. Okay, moving on. We talked about your seniors, some of the guys you're leaning on. How about freshmen, newcomers? Who should we keep an eye on?
So right now it looks like we're going to bring two freshmen, Sydney Hand and Luke DeSantis. And both had really good junior high seasons, you know, leading up to this. Luke was at least one or two time, you know, junior high place winner, you know, always, you know, had a lot of success. So he's just a scrapper, grinder, like, just wrestles hard, does everything hard. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's not pretty. He's a grinder. And then Sydney, very good athlete. And all those workouts I talked about in the fall, 4 days a week, He never missed one workout.
Mm.
Not one.
That's awesome.
Literally not one workout. So he's very committed, very like, you know, just, and he's a good enough athlete that when you're that committed, and you're a good athlete, you're going to make jumps quick.
Very.
So I think he'll start off a little slow just because he's, you know, physically getting used to the, you know, that the nature of how, you know, how you can wrestle in high school. But I just think all year you're just going to be like, oh, his hand is getting better and better and better and better. So I think we got two really good freshmen that are coming in and make some noise right away.
Nice, man. Okay. How about coaching staff? Who's going to be helping you out this year?
So we have the same staff as we did last year. I mean, literally Trav and I just kind of flip-flop. So Trav and I, Jake Smith, Scotty Morgan, that's our core four. So I have two other coaches, Tony Zona, who wrestled for me a few years ago, John Doppelhauer, who wrestled for me quite a few years ago. Mm. So they're and actually those two and Jake Smith and Scotty Morgan, they're like kind of like they're flex coaches. So I have all four of them rotating between the high school and the junior high. So they all have rotations in the junior high. So we kind of make a schedule like a week before and like, okay, hey, I send them out their schedule. Like, okay, these days you're Scotty, you're going to junior high. And then Jake, you're going to go so that they're constantly rotating between the two. And then the constants, Chris Hartman's my junior high coach. And then the constants, the high school are me and Trav.
I love that. Okay. Next thing I have on the dock, room games, dodgeball, kickball. What do you guys get into?
They have this game. It's I guess it's called wall ball, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like a mixture of, oh my God, I don't even know. It's mixing everything together. Like they got two ends, their goals. You can use the wall. It can bounce once, they can take two steps. And there's like a bunch of stuff going on. I know at the end, when you're down to the last ones, you end up like on the wall and they get the fire.
Smack you.
Smack you with the tennis balls on the, you know. I play with them. And
you get in there. Let's go.
We all Trav. We get in there. We all like, you know.
Not I'm sure Trav's not competitive with those kids at all.
No, Trav doesn't like, yeah, no, not at all. And, I mean, all of them, Scotty, Jake, like it gets. You know, I'm the one that you like say, okay, like I set the clock and I'm like, all right, we're done. Let's go. Let's go jogging. Let's get warmed up and get ready for practice. You know what I mean? They'll play that game all day.
I love that. Yeah, no, I could definitely see Trav getting like balls to the walls into it with the guys.
Yeah, oh, we got some athletes on our team that play baseball. Mm. And like when they fire that ball, like they can bring it.
You know what I mean? I had to ask. He just popped in my head. How about Big Joe Eaning? How's he doing?
It's been a little while. I've kind of called a few and texted him, and his, mm-hmm. you know, he's always like, Coach, awesome, great. I'm having mm-hmm. a great time. Like, so I know from talking to his dad that, you know, I'll probably talk to him more than, you know, once the season gets over. I'll talk. To
yeah,
him.
For sure.
But he loves it out there. I know he told me, if it was in a call or a text, he's like, I'm looking around. I think I found what's the one looking for?
Club?
Jiu-jitsu.
Place. Oh, nice, nice.
Last year we sent him down to Isaac's.
Yeah.
Down the Math Factory. Because we didn't have anybody big enough and, you know.
He's a monster.
Yeah, right. So we sent him down there and he actually worked out with Isaac's MMA guys that were mm-hmm. 25, 26, 27 year olds that actually can wrestle with them. And he like fell in love with like being down there and training and fighting MMA. Like he like at the end of the year actually said, he's like, Coach, if I didn't sign already, I think I might've changed my mind and wrestled and did like, he kind of like fell in. Once he found some like a place where and he felt himself getting better and he had partners that
man, did he have a year last year, my friend. I watched him at where I saw him at the IUP tournament. I forget what it's called. It's escaping me.
Midwinter Classic.
Midwinter Classic, Midwinter Mayhem, whatever it's called.
Mayhem.
Yeah, Mayhem. He was wrestling overtime. A kid from the middle of the state literally just picked the dude up and just freaking smacked him down, pinned him. I'm like, that's a grown ass man right there, dude. And like, you know, and then Kaz is telling me he won the Frelick Award last year for the best interior lineman. Just an all out monster.
That and he is one of the funnest kids to be around.
Hmm.
Like he's you know, you never know what he's gonna do, but it's always like, you know, he would do anything for you.
Mm.
You know, he's one of those guys like you know, you like with us, like I could call him and say, Joe, I need you to come home. I need your back. Like I need someone to get my back. Coach, I'll beat her in 7 hours.
Yeah, you know, yeah. That type of cat. You love that, man. That's a foxhole type cat. Yeah, that's good stuff, man.
Yeah. So I've told him, I said, Joe, listen, I get that you want to do this. I said, go, you can literally be, you're good enough to be an NFL lineman.
Yep.
I said, go all in and go do that and go play for a couple years. Cause all he wants to do is fish. He loves to fish. I said, you retire after 5 years. I said, you'll get a pension. You can go fish all day long.
Yeah. Forever. He's like, forever and ever and ever.
Oh, that's a great idea. Like, I can just, I'm like, yeah, you'll get a retirement. You don't have to, like, you know, he's like, yeah, you know, like, so you're he's good enough. He's
big right. Enough. Yeah, man. No doubt.
And he has the mentality.
No doubt. Okay. Next question I have, schedule. What's it look like for you guys this year? Has it changed a little bit with you switching roles with Trav, or are you kind of the same?
Our schedule, like, for the year?
Yes.
The only change we made was we always started the year at Eastern Area, which is next weekend, actually. But we're going to Hickory.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah. I mean, that was one, and that was always a good tournament at Eastern Area, but
it's early.
I try to get as many tournaments with different teams that we don't see. Like, and that was a good one because, you know, Reynolds is there and Ridgeway's there.
I just had this conversation on my last one. That little area is tough up there, man. Yeah, Reynolds and Greenville and what else is up there? Hickory. I mean, there's a couple nice little schools right out Mason Beckman.
Like from the, I guess would be like the north central there, like Ridgeway and Brockway. Yep. They're all there. I think I saw like Brookville on there maybe.
Ooh, yeah.
Like, there's a lot of those teams up there, Kane. I gotta tell
District
my guys,
9, District 5, all those guys. Yeah.
Like, they're gonna walk on the mat and they're gonna punch you in the mouth. And you better be ready to fight back.
Like farm boys. Yep. I love that.
You ready, they be ready to scrap. Like, be ready to fight. That's what they need more of. So, and then, you know, they walk in, they don't know who them guys are. They have no idea. So they just, those tournaments are always fun just because they just
let it fly. That's awesome. That's okay. Social medias. How can I follow your squad this year?
So we have, and I actually have one of my guys on it. So we have an Instagram. It's, let me pull it up right now. That was on one of my goals for our staff. I said, so I put Jake Smith on it. It's Penn.Trafford Wrestling.
Nice.
And that he's in charge of our Instagram page. So we started off with, got some like preseason stuff on there. Just took him over to AJ's over the weekend, over his farm. He has a 300 acre farm now.
Nice.
AJ Brensel. And we got like a team picture for the, we make a poster. We did it on like one of his tractors and everyone's all dirty and, you know, had our work gear on. And I said, you know, our phrase for the year is putting in the dirty work. So we got our poster and then I said, let's bring your stuff. Cause we're going to go run the farm hills. So we were doing Buddy Jerry in the back. He has a farm hill. It's like looks like a ski slope.
They thought they were going for a photo shoot. Lo and behold.
They knew what we were doing next.
Okay. That's good. Okay.
So that was like some of the preseason stuff, the pool workouts and things we have posted on there. And then, so I have Jake, you know, obviously young guys are a little better than that stuff at me. So, you know, practices, all the tournament, like, so that's, we're going to have our year on there. So yeah. Penn.Trafford Wrestling.
Good stuff. Okay.
You'll find it on Instagram.
First time I've ever had you on the show, my friend. Favorite near fall or pin you've ever been a part of?
Say it one more time.
So, favorite near fall or pin you have ever been a part of. So, as you think about that, chew on that. So, it can go different ways, right? You're coaching a kid, he sticks someone or gets a near fall over someone that, you know, he's been trying to get over the hump against. Or you, when you were wrestling, you pin someone to you know, go All-American or, you know, Dole Meat or whatever the case may be. It could go, you know, one dude said, you know, it was just watching guys in the NCAA finals, how electric it was. Vincenzo Joseph, whenever he got the pin. So what's yours?
Well, I got two. Well, from a pure standpoint of a coach or just a fan, I was sitting in the stands at Albany for the 2001 national tournament. And I remember his name from Oklahoma is winning 14-1 against the cement job kid from Lehigh.
I'm going to have to. You know, that's a little bit before my time. That's the problem.
2001 was probably the best NCAA finals I've ever watched. So, and I'll remember the names after we get off, obviously, but the name, when I say the name, it's one of the Northampton, like,
got you. Names. Well, whenever I edit this, I'm going to put the name right above your head. So,
oh yeah, you will. Yeah. So he literally is winning 14-1
mm-hmm.
and, their coach is yelling, don't shoot. Like trying to get the last takedown to get a tech. And there's about 40 seconds left in the third period. He shoots, wham, cement job, like literally 10 seconds left, sticks him.
Madness.
It was like the place was, you know, obviously going berserk. We were in the Pepsi booth. One of our brothers had a Pepsi booth, you know, with the screen. Like we were
nice.
In nice seats looking, you know, perfect view. And it was right after Kale won his fourth. It was whenever Greggy Jones won his first, when everyone's like, who's this freshman that just won? Like all of those things in one finals.
That's awesome. You got one more for me. What's another one?
The other one was quick. It was last year. And it was, I guess it was near fall. It was Tasso. Tasso was getting clobbered by this kid. And he was losing like 9-1, 10-1. And kid steps in, he hits a headlock on Tasso. Tasso hits a headlock on him. And literally, like, I think he's trying to pop his head. Like, and the ref, you know, stopped the match.
Yeah.
And he would have the fall. But he came over in the corner, and he was like,
losing it.
I got you. I'm going to kill this kid, coach. I'm going to kill him. I said, how about, oh, wait, my wife. Yeah. So back to that when it was, no, you got the wrong one. Not him. I said, hey, Tasso, we got a bigger problem. Like, you're down like 10 points now.
Yes.
Fought back, completely broke the kid and won like 17-14 or something.
That's awesome.
You know what I mean? And it was nothing but just pure guts. But that headlock, he was flat. He wasn't moving. You know, afterwards, Rose was like, you know what? I know I should just call the, you know.
Yeah.
Like, but I didn't know if that kid was going to wake up. Like Tasso was just.
But he got him anyways. Came back and got the dub. That's awesome.
Even better than getting a pin. I said, Tasso, it's even better. You broke him. Like, do you think that kid wants to wrestle you ever again?
Nope. Done.
That's what you want. So
that's awesome.
Those are my two.
Okay. Anything or anyone you want to shout out before I leave you go, my friend?
No, not really. To you for doing this, we appreciate you. Like that, you know, your support of the wrestling community and all you guys that do these, like I'm always, you know, appreciative of what you guys do and supporting this sport and getting it out there in the public more. And so we all appreciate what you guys do. And anything I can ever do to help, you know, promote you and promote the sport. I'm all in.
My man, appreciate that. We're going to be doing Kaz and I are going to try to do Tuesday shows, Near Falls and the Whipio. So maybe I'll pull you or some of the kids from time to time, talk about results or upcoming matches, whatever the case may be.
Well, you know, the Whipio is always crazy, right? There's always plenty of stories going on in the Whipio. Like,
yes, sir. You know that. Yes, sir. It's the best, man. I can't wait. I cannot wait, my friend. Thank you so much. And I'll see you at a tournament or match very soon.
Absolutely. Thanks again. I appreciate the time.
My man.